children.
When Powell gave birth in 1991, a few months after her wedding to Jobs, their child was known for 2 weeks as Baby Boy Jobs, because settling on a name was proving only slightly less difficult than choosing a washing machine. Finally, they named him Reed Paul Jobs. His middle name was that of Jobs' father, and his first name, both Jobs and Powell insist, was chosen because it sounded good rather than because it was the name of Jobs' college. Reed turned out to be like his father in many ways, incisive and smart, with intense eyes and a mesmerizing charm. But unlike his father, he had sweet manners and a self-effacing grace. He was creative. As a kid, he liked to dress in costume and stay in character, and also a great student, interested in science. He could replicate his father's stare, but he was demonstrably affectionate and seemed not to have an ounce of cruelty in his nature. Erin Sienna Jobs was born in 1995. She was a little quieter and sometimes suffered from not getting much of her father's attention. She picked up her father's interest in design and architecture, but she also learned to keep a bit of an emotional distance so as not to be hurt by his detachment. The youngest child, Eve, was born in 1998, and she turned into a strong-willed, funny firecracker who, neither needy nor intimidated, knew how to handle her father, negotiate with him, and sometimes win, and even make fun of him. Her father joked that she's the one who will run Apple someday if she doesn't become president of the United States. Jobs developed a strong relationship with Reed, but with his daughters he was more distant. As he would with others, he would occasionally focus on them, but just as often would completely ignore them when he had other things on his mind. He focuses on his work, and at times he has not been there for the girls, Powell said. At one point, Jobs marveled to his wife at how well their kids were turning out, especially since we're not always there for them. This amused and slightly annoyed Powell, because she had given up her career when Reed turned two, and she decided she wanted to have more children. In 1995, Oracle's CEO, Larry Ellison, threw a 40th birthday party for Jobs filled with tech stars and moguls. He had become a close friend, and he would often take the Jobs family out on one of his many luxurious yachts. Reed started referring to him as our rich friend, which was amusing evidence of how his father refrained from ostentatious displays of wealth. The lesson Jobs learned from his Buddhist days was that material possessions often cluttered life rather than enriched it. Every other CEO I know has a security detail, he said. They've even got them at their homes. It's a nutso way to live. We just decided that's not how we wanted to raise our kids.